Hi, I'm Annabelle Crabb. I'm a writer, broadcaster, podcaster, general sight gag, and here's what I know. One lesson that I've learnt, and I learnt this fairly early on, is how to be tolerant of people with whom I disagree. I think this is partly because of the sort of people my parents are, but also I think that it is partly from growing up in a regional area. If you live in a small regional community, you really can't avoid people, even if you have disagreements with them on key issues, because there's only, you know, one shop and there's one post office and one school, and you just run into people all the time and you go through the same things together. Usually they're about weather. So you find ways to just be interested in people, but not to avoid them entirely because you feel like you have nothing in common. And you learn a lot from people like that. So that's been a really valuable thing, and certainly valuable to me in the journalism that I do, where often the most interesting people to have a conversation with are people whose ideas are a bit alien to you. The key to a great life, I mean, obviously, apart from thinking that your views are so interesting that any sentence beginning "the key to a great life" coming from you should bear any weight whatsoever, is, I think, just keeping your expectations low to modest. I mean, bad things will happen. You will not avoid grief and sadness and fear in your life. Good things will happen. Sometimes they will be unearned. And if you can't get past the bad things, you'll never be able fully to enjoy the good things. And once you expect good things to happen to you as your right or as your due, that is when it absolutely starts to fall apart. The best advice I ever received, and this is a kitchen thing, but I don't apologise, is when you get to the end of a piece of Parmesan, do not throw that sort of toenaily, rindy end bit into the bin. Put it in the freezer. And when you're next making soup, like minestrone, or even spaghetti bolognese sauce, chuck in the heel of the Parmesan and it will make it taste at least 30% better. It's a terrific piece of advice. Thank you, Alice Ryan, my friend who gave me that advice. My minestrone game went absolutely through the roof. I've made plenty of mistakes in my life, but one mistake from which I learned a lot was, like, many years ago, I was asked to be part of a project, and the person running it had put the project forward with my name attached without really asking me beforehand. And I felt so obliged that the success of this project would be contingent on me agreeing to participate that I said yes, even though I didn't have time to do it. It was a huge ask. It was quite a difficult thing. I wasn't super interested. Anyway, I jumped through all these hoops. It took ages. And at the end of it, I thought, Annabelle, you are a fool and you absolutely asked for that. So I learned an important lesson, which is say yes for the right reasons and don't be afraid to say no. Something I wish I knew earlier in life is that people need to earn the right for you to care what they think of you. I think I've wasted a lot of time in my life worrying about what people think of me, even people who I don't really rate. And I'm really getting to the point where I'm over that now. It's one of the very cool things about being 50.
Annabelle Crabb, her new show is called 50-odd Years of Crabb, and it's touring this year to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival in April, then to Perth, and then the Sydney and Brisbane Comedy Festivals in May.
Getting in touch with ABCRN is easy. Join the conversation live using the ABC Listen app's call and text features.